cut day ran straight through the tight end room, everywhere except the top of it. Michael Trigg, the club's highest-paid undrafted rookie, was waived along with Zach Kuntz and Mitch Van Voren, and DJ Rogers was waived injured, per the team's own move accounting from Nick Eatman at DallasCowboys.com. Trigg cleared and re-signed to the practice squad Monday, per Jerry Trotta at the Landry Hat. Jake Ferguson's name appears in none of it. No transaction, and also no, quote, snap count or roll note anywhere in the week's reporting. The one tight end who caught a touchdown Friday was Van Voren. A 21-yard score from Sam Howell on the game-tying drive of a 27-24 loss to New Orleans, per Kurt Daniels at the team's website, and he was waived 2 days later. That is a finale fact about a cut player, not September evidence about this room. Last week's Watchline asked whether the Prescott to Ferguson connection would get a live series in the finale, and whether the goal line first read framing would show up in a charted situational period. Both answers are no. Prescott finished the preseason without a snap, no accessed account places Ferguson on the field Friday, and no charted goal line period exists anywhere in the window. The framing ends August exactly where it stood a week ago, a designed pitch in a joint practice, and the beats read, nothing since. Something else lapsed, too. Through 3 weeks of Oxnard, every practice report had Ferguson's name somewhere in the first team's good plays, and this week has no Ferguson mention at all. That is the reporting stopping with the practices, not a role change. The practices ended, and the starters rested. The argument since June, 82 catches, more than all but two tight ends, are the durable half of last season's line, because tight end target volume is among football's stickiest stats, while the eight touchdowns are the fragile half. A cutdown that removed four tight ends below him changes neither number, and the reporting we accessed does not say who backs him up on the 53. Real usage starts soon. We'll take this up again when the games give us something to chart. Data via NFLverse.